Well, it got quiet, so I guess that means it's time for me to start. I want to thank everybody for being at the meeting of Cherokee County Commission this morning. We're very honored to have the Cherokee County High School volleyball team with us this morning and honor them and their accomplishments. But we'll start our meeting and then we'll get to our presentation in just a few moments. Let me just say that today is Monday, December the 8th, 2025. It's 10 o'clock a.m. This is a regular meeting of the Cherokee County Commission. The chair will now call the meeting to order. We do not have any public comment from citizens, nor do we have any public comment from other elected officials. So we will have our roll call to establish a quorum. District 1, Commissioner Jones. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Jones is absent this morning. District 2, Commissioner Nichols.
Present.
District 3, Commissioner Shaw.
Present.
District 4, Commissioner T.
Present.
All right, we've established a quorum this morning. We'll have our pledge of allegiance and our invocation. But before we stand to say our pledge, let me just say that today's pledge is in honor of the men and women of the U.S. Air Force 117th Intelligence Squadron located at Sumter Smith Joint Base in Birmingham, Alabama. The 117th Intelligence Squadron is an air combat command gained tenant unit located at the 117th Air Refueling Wing. In addition to being the home of the distributed ground station in Alabama, the 117th Intelligence Squadron also hosts Joint Reserve Intelligence Center, Birmingham, one of the original 19 Joint Reserve Intelligence Program sites. On January 1st, 1994, the 117th Reconnaissance Technical Squadron was redesigned as the 117th Intelligence Squadron and began to migrate away from wet film production and towards strategic missions utilizing national technical means imagery. The men and women of the 117th continue to directly contribute to the success of the military operations by being an indispensable provider of essential real-time intelligence to the boots-on-the-ground warfighters with an emphasis on support to special operations forces. So there's a lot of things that we take for granted and we don't understand usually as citizens, but we need to remember that it takes a lot of different units, a lot of different squadrons, a lot of different intelligence groups to maintain our constant military presence. And so we are very thankful for these men and women that serve. We're going to stand now and have our pledge and we'll remember these men and women. And I'm going to ask Mr. Terry Dean if he would have our invocation following the pledge. All right, we do not have any awards and presentations this morning, so we'll move along to the approval of the agenda for the December 8th, 2025 regular meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Nichols motions. Is there a second?
Second.
That second is by Commissioner Shaw. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed by like sign? If there are none, and the motion carries. Item number 8 is the approval of the consent agenda. This would be our previous meeting minutes and also our approved payables. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Teague motions. Is there a second?
Second.
Second is made by Commissioner Nichols. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed by like sign? There are none. The motion carries. The consent agenda is approved. Item 9 is reports from staff and agencies. We'd like to remind everyone that we do have a planning session that is 1 hour prior to the regular meeting, but this just gives our department heads and agencies a chance to say something further. We'll start with County Administrator Daniel Steele.
Nothing further.
County Engineer Evan Morgan.
Nothing.
All right. County Attorney Bill Hawkins.
Nothing.
County Sheriff Jeff Shaver is not with us, nor is County EMA Director Sean Rogers. So we'll move along to public hearings, which we do not have any planned. Nor do we have any old business. Moving right along through this morning. Item 12 is new business. And the first item that we have on new business is our resolution to honor the volleyball team that is with us here this morning. And I am going to ask Dr. Nichols, or Commissioner Nichols, if he would read the resolution and then we'll adopt. Commissioner Nichols.
Resolution to honor the Cherokee County High School volleyball team. Know all men by these presents that the Cherokee County Commission wishes to recognize and honor the achievements of the Cherokee County High School volleyball team. And whereas the Lady Warriors completed a successful volleyball season, recording 51 wins and 9 losses. And whereas throughout their season, they earned titles of Smith Lake Classic Champions, back-to-back Cherokee County Champions, four-peat Area Champions, three-peat Elite Eight Qualifiers, North Super Regional Champions. And whereas on October the 30th, 2025, the Lady Warriors claimed their first ever AHSAA Class 4A State Championship, besting Prattville Christian in 3 out of 5 sets at Bill Harris Arena as part of the 55th AHSAA Elite Eight Volleyball Championships. And whereas the Cherokee County High School team was comprised of the following student athletes: Macy Lee, AHSVCA Second Team All-State, AVCA Best and Brightest, All-Area Tournament Best Offensive Player; Reagan Garmany, AVCA First Team Best and Brightest; Maddie Green, Harley Henry; Ava Haygood, who's All-State Tournament Team, All-State Tournament Team Most Valuable Player, and AHSVCA First Team All-State; Jolie Alexander, who's All-State Tournament Team, All-Area Tournament Team; Tania Fife; Ellison Gibbons, who is AHSVCA Second Team All-State, AVCA Best and Brightest, All-Area Tournament Team, All-State Tournament Team; Nevaeh Gedurgis, All-State Tournament MVP, AHSVCA First Team All-State, AVCA First Team Best and Brightest, All-Area Tournament Team; Sydney Frost and Jaslyn Hensey. The team was coached by head coach Tiffany Rigger and assistant coaches Megan Ponder, Jessica Hensey, and Haley Anderson. And now, therefore, be it resolved by Cherokee County, Alabama, acting by and through the County Commission of Cherokee County, State of Alabama, as follows. 1, that the County Commission hereby adopts this resolution honoring the Cherokee County High School volleyball team. 2, this achievement reflects great credit upon the Cherokee County Warriors and citizens of Cherokee County, Alabama. Done, approved, and adopted at a regular meeting of the County Commission of Cherokee County, Alabama on the 8th day of December, 2025. I put this in the form of a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Nichols puts this resolution in the form of a motion. Second. Seconded by Commissioner Teague. All in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, by like sign? Sure, there are none. The motion is adopted. The resolution is granted. And ladies, congratulations. That is our all right, so before we come up and have our picture made, I'm going to ask Coach Rigger if she would to, if she has anything she'd like to say. The floor is yours.
I would just like to thank you all for the invitation for having us here today. Thank you for choosing to honor our girls the way that you have. We've had tremendous support over the last few years, but especially this year, from parents, fans, administrators, faculty, the community in general, and we're very grateful for that. On a personal note, this is a dream come true for me, something I've been wanting for a long time, and to get to be along for the ride with this bunch of girls makes it even more special, just knowing, you know, where we started and how far we've come over the last several years, and it couldn't happen to a better group of girls, like, as athletes, as just people in general. They're wonderful people, and they just know that they represent our community very well in every stage. So, again, we just appreciate you guys for honoring them and recognizing their talents and their abilities, and thank you for having us.
Thank you, Coach. Very well said. And let me just say a couple of things here. That, you know, some people think that a championship or a good team just happens overnight, and you all understand that it does not. And you had to put a lot of hard work and effort in your accomplishments. It took a lot of people to get you where you are. It's coaches, it's your teammates, it's your schoolmates. Everybody has a role in helping you become. So just take this as an example in your life. If you put into things, you're going to get great rewards out of it, because we know you all put in a lot of effort. And this county commission and this entire county is very proud of you and your accomplishments. So well done. Do y'all want to have your picture made with us?
Yes.
Good, because we want to have our picture made with you. All right, we'll move along now to item number two, and that's to adopt the resolution to approve participation agreement between the Cherokee County Commission and the Association of County Commissions of Alabama Liability Self-Insurance Fund to extend participation in the liability fund for an additional 3 years beginning January 1, 2027 and concluding December 31, 2029, and authorize the chairman to sign. This is what our administrator went over with us in the planning session, and this is basically making sure that we have a contract and we are insured through December 31st, 2029. So do I hear a motion to adopt this resolution?
I'll make a motion.
Commissioner Shaw motions. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Nichols. Any questions? If not, all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
No.
Any opposed by light sign? There are none. The motion carries. Item number three is to approve the liability of the to the amount of $184,978.90 and authorize the chairman to sign. Remember our previous year amount was $183,902.77, so we can go up slightly. So do I hear a motion to approve the liability coverage renewal for our final fund year of 2026?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Teague motions. Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Shaw. Any questions? If not, all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed by like sign? There are none. The motion carries. The renewal is funded for 2026 at $184,978.90. Item four is to approve the Blue Cross Blue Shield renewal for the period of March 1st, 2026 to February 28th, 2027 with no change to previous rates. That's very good news for the county. And also, let it be known that our rates will be attached to the minutes. So do I hear a motion to approve the Blue Cross Blue Shield renewal? And that's health and dental insurance. So moved. Commissioner Nichols motions. Is there a second?
Second.
Second is made by Commissioner T. Any questions? If not, all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed by like sign? There are none. The motion carries. Blue Cross Blue Shield is renewed through February 2027. Item five comes in the form of an announcement. The appointment, reappointment of one position on the Cherokee County Industrial Development Authority, that's District 2, will take place at the Monday, January 12, 2026 meeting. This appointment is to the term ending January 2031. Submit of resumes, letters, etc. will be accepted through Wednesday, January 7, 2026, to the close of business in the Commission office. Item 6 is also an announcement. The appointment of one position on Cherokee County Industrial Development Authority, that's District 3, will take place at the Monday, January 12, 2026 meeting. This appointment is to fill the unexpired term ending January 2029. Submittal of resumes, letters, etc. will be accepted through Wednesday, January 7, 2026, until the close of business in the Commission office. Also, number 7 is a chairman's announcement, and it is the appointment of one position on the Cherokee County Healthcare Authority that will take place at the Monday, January 12, 2026 meeting. This appointment is to fill the unexpired term ending December 31, 2028. Submittal of resumes, letters will be accepted through Wednesday, January 7, 2026, until the close of business in the Commission office. This term, as you well know, is to fill the unexpired term of Mr. Barry Cochran. He served diligently on this board. Unfortunately, he passed away about 3 weeks ago, and we are very much appreciative to him and his family for his service to the community, and so we will be filling that term on the 12th. All right, item number 8 is to approve to close the admin building, or the administration building, and the courthouse on Thursday, December the 18th, 2025, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. for the annual Christmas lunch. Do I hear a motion to approve this closure?
So moved.
Mr. Teague motions. Is there a second?
Second.
That second is made by Commissioner Shaw. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed by like sign? There are none, and the motion carries. All right. That concludes our new business for today. We do not have an executive session planned. We'll move along to discussion items for by commissioners. Commissioners, do you have anything you'd like to say before we close? If not, again, ladies, thank you so much for attending our meeting today. We're very proud of you and your accomplishments. And believe us, it is an accomplishment to do that. So congratulations once again. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion with adjourn.
Commissioner Shaw motions to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Hickel seconds.